That state of consciousness is they teach the soul reality of things. And it can be represented by the zero principle, or if you like, the point. If you make a point on a piece of paper, that's a physical point. But if you think of the smallest thing you can think of and still be thinking of anything at all, it will be a point. And it's what philosophers and mathematicians sometimes call a mathematical point, because it's not material, but it's the smallest thing the human mind can imagine and still be imagining anything. And within that point is contained all potential. And that point itself has no origin. There's nothing, so to speak, that produces it. And if you take something not really simple, but simple compared to what we're talking about, like the what we call the atom, you know, which is something nobody's ever actually seen, except on various dials and printouts on graph paper, but no one's actually ever seen an atom, but allegedly they exist. And it turns out that if you quote unquote split one, you release almost incalculable amount of energy from something that's beyond invisible, but it is a point that exists called an atom. And that's something that exists not in our everyday sense, but nonetheless, that's something that exists physically. And it can release that kind of force from seemingly nothing. Now, if you take that idea as as a correlate or as an example on a lower plane of what's true on the very highest plane, then you have the concept of the zero principle. Maximum potential within the smallest imaginable space. It's said that only sages and initiates can actually experience what that state would be like, because it precedes that point. It precedes all forces that we know about in the universe. And yet it's the source of all the forces we know about in the universe. But it precedes them all. In that sense, it's pure potential. Absolutely pure potential. Beginningless. And endless. And from that pure potential, this whole thing comes. This thing we call the world, galaxies, solar systems, flies, mosquitoes. It's all coming from this no thing. It's all coming from nothing, from voidness. And if you think of space, just ordinary space, such as the space our bodies are currently occupying in a chair, you could realize without a whole lot of thinking that the space your body is currently occupying in the chair is unaffected by whether there's a body in it or not. The space is consistent. The zero principle is consistent. It's unaffected by anything that occurs. Ever. and it's the ultimate reality. Which is why those who talk about ultimate reality always say that it's changeless, boundless, eternal, uncreated, omnipresent. And until the 3rd century Christians got a hold of it, it didn't even have a gender. And there's some slight signs that some of them are outgrowing it finally, except for the ones who are offended by the gender it was given and are choosing to give it the opposite gender instead, which is just to jump from one box into another box. And it's kind of like claiming sunlight as a gender, you know, and then forming two camps and raising armies and having a big battle over what gender the sun is. So the reality of things is this emptiness, which is said to be another way of talking about it is by using the word consciousness with a capital C, just pure consciousness with nobody in it. No I. Not a collection of I's. Those are derivative. It's said that, you know, people like, as I mentioned earlier, Ramana Maharshi, who was our last topic of 2005, he had no sense of I at all after the age of 16. Zero. Never occurred to him that he's a person, separate person from other people. That's like that's like different waves in the ocean claiming they have some inherent identity of their own, whereas they're all just part of the sea. And nothing that happens in what we call the world affects this fundamental reality in the least. And the funny thing, it's not really funny, but it is kind of funny. The funny thing about this thing that's ultimately no thing, and they usually capitalize the N and the T, no thing. The funny thing about this thing that's no thing is that it's everywhere. It's not somewhere else. It's like, okay, I'm going to search for reality now. I wonder where I should look. And the answer is anywhere you want, or nowhere, or everywhere. Because people like ourselves are not sages, and thank God none of us hopefully think we are, because if one thinks one is, one isn't. It's kind of one of those ones. And so given that none of us are sages or great teachers or fully realized beings, or maybe some of us are, but the current speaker isn't among them. We're caught up in a sense of a life. Most of us, probably the results of this particular culture. So we're born into a body and a culture, and as a result of something called our formative years, not to mention what follows them, we take on these conceptions and ideas of what reality is, and who's who, and what's important. And For most of us, you know, it turns out that what's important is ourself.